Malcolm Turnbull will head to Indonesia today, his first trip to the country as Prime Minister. He'll meet with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in Jakarta, discussing trade, investment, security. It'll be an opportunity for Australia to reset its relationship with Indonesia, which hit a low in April following the executions of Bali Nine drug smugglers Andrew Chan and Muron Sukumaran. Malcolm Turnbull's Indonesian visit is the first in a string of international engagements for the new Prime Minister, as Linda Lopresti reports.
Malcolm Turnbull's first visit to Jakarta is being welcomed as a positive sign for Australia's somewhat bumpy relationship with its most important neighbour. In the last 2 years, the bilateral relationship has been tense. There were the revelations of Australian eavesdropping on Indonesian officials, the suspension of the live cattle trade, boat turnbacks, and the executions of Australians Andrew Chan and Muron Sukumaran on drug trafficking charges. Pierre Martinez is a leading Indonesian political analyst. He heads the Jakarta think tank, the Martinez Academy.
In the past, with Tony Abbott, the relationship has been, I think, to say bad is a euphemism in itself. It was really bad under Abbott, but there has been hopes on Turnbull in that he might be able to turn this around.
But since the April executions of Andrew Chan and Muron Sukumaran, relations have been slowly and quietly rebuilding with cooperation across dozens of programs. Aaron Connolly is an Indonesia specialist in the East Asia program at the Lowy Institute for International Policy.
It's underappreciated just how much better things were getting already before Tony Abbott left office. Ministerial visits had resumed. There was a coordinated maritime patrol in the Timor Sea. That's very important to the Indonesian side. And Jokowi's most popular minister, Susi Pujiastuti, is scheduled to come to Canberra later this week. And his most trusted minister and old friend, Luhut Panjaitan, will be in Sydney later this week. Those are things that were planned before Malcolm Turnbull came to office. So he's solidifying a relationship that is already improving.
But there's always room for improvement. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and former Prime Minister Tony Abbott failed to establish a rapport. It's yet to be seen whether Malcolm Turnbull can do better. Aaron Connolly says a strong personal relationship between the two leaders isn't a prerequisite for the two countries to enjoy stronger diplomatic and economic ties.
We tend to focus too much on the relationship between the two leaders, whether or not that relationship is warm, how many phone calls they have, what the chemistry is when they meet each other for the first time. But the relationship is so much deeper and broader than any two leaders that the stuff that's going on behind the scenes is actually far more important than the relationship between Malcolm Turnbull and Jokowi. So if they have a good visit today, that's a good thing. It's one more piece of ballast in the relationship that will keep things from going wrong when there's a crisis. But it's not the most important thing, and we do well to focus on other aspects of the relationship as well.
But Joko Widodo is not commonly known as a foreign policy president. His interests are domestic, and he has little time for international diplomacy.
The challenge that Malcolm Turnbull will have is that Jokowi is not a very outward-looking Indonesian president. He's very focused on domestic issues. To some extent, that's a good thing. Indonesia desperately does need a faster economic growth, more development, more focus on social welfare. But it means that he's not as focused on international relations, on diplomacy. He's not as keen to hear what his counterparts in other countries have to say. So when Malcolm Turnbull goes to Jakarta, the question will be, how does Jokowi receive him? And can he break through with an Indonesian president who is not that keen on spending a lot of time talking to other world leaders?
But Indonesian analyst Pierre Martinez says most Indonesians want President Widodo to broaden his international focus. And he says Malcolm Turnbull's visit to Jakarta today could possibly signal a move in that direction.
I think this might be a new chapter in Indonesia-Australia relations. Indonesians would like to see their country and their president play a much larger international role. But at the same time, I think it would be interesting to see what Turnbull has in offer, what Australia really wants. Turnbull really needs to convey that message clearly to Jakarta.
Malcolm Turnbull's Indonesian visit is just the first stop in a busy month of international engagements. From Jakarta, he'll travel to Berlin for a bilateral discussion with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He'll then head to Turkey for the G20 summit before travelling to Kuala Lumpur for the East Asia summit, where he'll end his inaugural overseas trip as Prime Minister.
That's Linda Lopresti.